Call this meeting to order. It's the Planning Commission hearing and meeting, February 11th, 2026. It's currently 6 p.m. and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, let's do roll call.
Steve Bradish here.
Dan Harsh here.
Bradley Farrar here.
Garth here.
Stuart Ryan here.
Do you guys have any conflicts of interest to disclose?
I do not.
Nope. All right. Then we'll just move right into the hearing. I'll open up a hearing on item number one, ordinance O-2026-01, amend title 10.28.250, smaller accessory building exempts from building permit requirements. You don't want to say anything, anyone online? All right. Yeah. I'll close hearing item number one, ordinance O-2026-01, amend title 10.28.250, smaller accessory building exempt from building permit requirements, and open up our hearing on item number two, ordinance O-2026-02, zone change application from OST to Ag 5 for parcel AB1354C on Coyote Road. Any comments, anyone online? I will close the hearing on item number two, ordinance O-2026-02, zone change application from OST to Ag 5, parcel AB1354C on Coyote Road, and open up a hearing on item number three, the simple lot subdivision application for 1650 South 2200 East, applicant is Anthis Barlow. Any comments or anyone online?
This is Nicolotti Parker with North Rock Technology. I apologize, but I'm having a really hard time hearing on my phone. Are we discussing the simple lot subdivision for Anthis Barlow at this time?
Yeah, we're at the hearing stage for it. So if you want to say anything about it, now is your chance. You have 3 minutes.
No, I'm just here to confirm that I have received the committee's comments for the road dedication to be recognized on the Mylar and where it will comply with that. And I just need to know if there's anything else you need from North Rock Technology before we move forward. And I will be adding an owner signature sign off on the plat.
Okay, perfect. Item number six, we'll discuss it between all of ourselves, but I don't think as of now there'll be any other requirements unless we the other unless we come up with any together, but as of now that's the only requirement.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to close the hearing. Item number three, the simple lot subdivision application for 1650 South 2200 East, applicant Anthis Barlow, and move on to discussion and possible action. Ordinance O-2026-01, amend title 10.28.250, small accessory building exempt from building permit requirements. So as you guys know, in the last meeting, we made it so that we upped the minimum square footage from it was 200 or the 200 to 320 so that we could allow for building.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm all tripping up today. Shipping containers. So we could allow for shipping containers. So the point was to now raise it from 1% of your lot could be buildings without a permit to now 3, because as it was, if you were on 1 acre and you only allowed 1%, you could have no more than one shipping container and that would be it. So now we're upping it so that you have a shipping container and, you know, a shed or a shipping coop, whatever, any permit, any building that doesn't require a permit. Hopefully that made sense.
And the sheds are still 200, containers 360.
Yeah, correct. Just upping it from 1% to 3% so you could have, you know, more now since we allow shipping containers as well.
I think that's a good move.
Anyone else got any comments or questions, concerns?
No, I'm fine with it.
Anyone want to make a motion?
Are we recommending approval or approving?
Just recommending approval.
All right. I'll make a motion that we recommend approval of 10.28.250, smaller accessory building exempt from building permits from The total size of multiple structures allowed without building permit shall not exceed 3% of the lot size.
Second.
Motion is second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
No,
aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 5, ordinance O-2026-02, zone change from OST to Ag 5. This is 20 acres over on Coyote. The applicant currently already has a house on there. They're wanting to build a new primary residence. But based upon the location, that new parcel is going to be a little smaller than 10 acres. It's going to be almost 9 acres. So that's why they're applying for Ag 5 rather than Ag 10. But I already talked with them, and their only intent is just to put another house on there for them, primary residence for themselves. So,
no, they have a total of 20 acres, so that gives them 4 lots.
So where the primary house is already located, the current one, they can't really subdivide it smaller than what they're going to do. Okay. So while they'll be zoned possibly for 4 or 5 acre lots, they won't be able to because of where the house and the secondary house will be located.
Okay.
So,
no, they won't get 3 lots then.
They won't even go above 2. They'll be at 2 lots.
Oh, okay.
That's the plan. If you look lower down, they show what they're going to come in and do a simple lot split with after, pending they get the zone change approval. But yeah, they just want to build another house, and they're not going to go above 2 lots. You guys got any questions or concerns?
No. No, just a recommendation again? Or?
Yes, it's a recommendation.
I recommend approval of ordinance 0-2026-02, zone change application, current zone, open space transition, proposed zone, agricultural 5 acres, project location, AV-1354-C, 474 South Coyote Road, acres 20.
I second it.
Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 6, simple lot subdivision application for 16502, South 2200 East. Applicant is Anthony Barlow. This is over in the Bubbling Wells area. He has 20 acres and wants to split it up into 2 10-acre lots. And as the engineer said, they'll be dedicating a roadway 25 feet around the west and south side, and then on the east side they'll be dedicating a 50-foot right of way in that parcel number 2 on the northeast side he owns as well, and there's already a 50-foot right of way there, so all lots will have access is what I'm getting at.
Does that right of way turn over to us when I'm...
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that will be a town owned right of way. And we did meet with Chief, and he was good with the fire and or with the road access for fire and all that. We confirmed that. Make sure he was good with it.
Well, I'll make a motion that we recommend approval of a simple lot subdivision application for 1650 South, 2200 East for Anthus Barlow. The lot split application is AV-1364-A.
Do we need to clarify that
we can just amend that one? We are actually, you guys are approving on this one.
We're approving it.
Yeah.
Okay, so recommend approval.
No, we just.
Or sorry, we're
just approving.
Sorry,
make a motion,
make a motion to approve a simple lot subdivision application for lot AV1364-A, 1650 South, 2200 East for Anthus Barlow.
Let's step into it again.
Thank
you. Yeah. Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. On to the minutes. I looked at them. They look good to me. Unless you guys noticed any issues with them.
No, I'm fine.
All right. Then I make a motion. We approve the minutes of January 14th, 2026. Planning Commission hearing and meeting.
Second.
Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned. 9 minutes.